All right. Welcome back to Ripping the Veil, your safe place to discuss everything that makes you feel unsafe. And I'm going to keep this as short and sweet as possible because I actually have a lot of stories to share with you today. So I want to try to get through it as quickly as possible so we can get to the good stuff. Now, a couple things just really quick, a couple seconds before we get into it. I appreciate if you guys saw my most recent Instagram post about my international stats. I am super jazzed about it. Obviously, I'm really thankful for my United States listeners as well. But the fact that I even have international listeners is really fucking cool. So I really appreciate you guys. Please email me at aritvpodcast@gmail.com for any, of course, comments, questions, concerns. Please follow me on Instagram. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're enjoying things so far. All right, so let's fucking do this. Today's topic is brought to you by my wonderful sister, Olivia, and it is the Hat Man, which my sister actually reminded me that I had my own experience with, I think, at least, anyway. But I kind of chosen to try to forget about that, so we'll touch more on that later. But okay, so before I get into all the personal experiences, we are going to go over a little bit of the history about who he is, what the fuck he shows up for, and why so many people have seen him around the world. Now, this Hat Man isn't the guy selling knockoff snapbacks around your street corner just trying to make a few bucks. He is actually seen all over the world appearing during sleep, and sometimes in dreams or sleep paralysis. Now, he is tall, like 6 foot or more, and he's a figure with a top hat or a fedora hat, and he has glowing red eyes if you are even privileged enough to see his eyes. Now, a true glimpse of his face has eluded us, but he is usually reported sporting a long cape or trench coat. With him, he brings an evil, heavy presence, and sometimes a gold pocket watch that he will occasionally glance at. You know, you can't forget to accessorize, my man. Now, though our Hat Man is usually content to just cuckold up in the corner and watch, some have reported a burning sensation in their chest or their head, and the feeling of getting choked or jumped on. So he is thought to be a type of shadow person, but his behavior does seem to vary. He sometimes appears in mirrors and bent over you while you're sleeping. He also tends to overstay his welcome more than his shadowy counterparts. It has also been argued that this form is more solid and he's not so much a shadow person at all. They usually kind of like dissipate and just kind of like poof, you know, like dust. But he had seen floating or walking away, just thoroughly fucking creeping out his chosen humans. So it's believed that he could even control shadow people and that they essentially like do his dirty work for him. So maybe he's like the higher up in this hierarchy and that's why his actions are different and the way he physically moves is different. Those are just a kind of a couple of theories. So I think it's also worth noting that it is said that this dark energy can take many forms other than just a tall guy with a hat. It's been seen as a big, hairy, shadowy spider, a cat, dogs, streaks, and clouds. Just throwing that in there, it's not as common. We're not going to get into all of those. We're just mostly going to focus on our main man, the Hat Man. So who is this tall, dark, and fucking horrifying visitor? The Hat Man being a demon seems to be a common theory, you know, just showing up to drag souls to hell. You know, when in doubt, blame it on the demons. I honestly rolled my eyes at first because I feel like that's always like the first, you know, any kind of negative spirit is a demon. But I gotta be honest, there are some stories that might start to back that up and even going into some of the personal experiences. So a paranormal researcher, Heidi Hollis, she's not only a paranormal researcher, she's also an author and she does a bunch of other shit, but she wrote a book about shadow people and the Hat Man. And while she was doing her research thing, you know, talking to witnesses and everything, there was an encounter with a German soldier having seen the Hat Man in the mirror and told the soldier that he was Scratch. Now, apparently that's kind of like an old-timey way to say devil. Hollis also told a story of a man that tried to commit suicide And when he woke up in the hospital, the Hat Man was sitting on his bed and said, "I almost got you," and then he disappeared. So it's also common for this figure to show up in times of emotional distress and turmoil, feeding off of negative emotions. Now, another theory is that it feeds off of the fear it causes, but I guess times even get tough for dark spirits and they have to grow their own food. So I found this part really interesting the more and more I researched this and the more stories I read, but there are also generations of families that have been affected by the Hat Man, this dark figure, and it's known to cause poor health, physical and mental, and just like general bad news bear shit. Alright guys, so that's probably the briefest history we have ever done, but I'm really eager to get into these stories. Now, I put out a post on Reddit because this is one of those things, like I said, people have seen this guy around the world, so there's a lot, there are a lot. So I actually reached out to Reddit and made a post on a subreddit called Paranormal Encounters, and they are supposed to be like a true story, like a true witness subreddit, so just keep that in mind, take it for what you will. But part, like I said earlier, part of the reason I was, when my sister suggested this topic, she actually reminded me that I had my own experience with him, and I will kind of get to that towards the end. But that's part of the reason when she said that I was really interested. So as someone who has witnessed it, you know, I do tend to, you know, kind of, you know, lean towards the side of believing, you know. Okay, so I'm going to go through, I'm going to just go with everybody that replied to my Reddit post that I posted like last night. And I actually got more than I honestly thought I would. Anyone that's familiar with Reddit knows that you don't always get a whole lot in return. So without further ado, I'm going to quit it. The original. God fucking, so someone cut this out. Someone as in me. So of course I'm going to credit the author. I'm just going to give you their Reddit name, obviously, like their username. Obviously I don't know these people and I don't know their real names, but here you go. So first one is by 715 Creeks, and Creeks has two S's, and it's creek as in like a small slither of running water, not like a creek in a floorboard. Okay. So I'm just going to read these verbatim. "I was 8 years old. I remember this day because it was one of the most terrifying days of my life. I went to take a nap with my mama and it was in the afternoon, maybe 5 p.m., still plenty of day left. We were in her room and you could see straight into the living room. On the living room wall was a vanity mirror. I remember laying on the right side of my mama's bed and looking straight into the living room. I closed my eyes, but it felt like something was watching me, so I obviously opened my eyes back up. And in the living room, all the way down the hall, I saw a figure, roughly 5'9", 5'11", slim but bulky, wearing a hat and normal clothes, but he was completely black, no face, no skin, just the exact shape of a man. And he was facing the mirror, looking directly at me in the reflection, what I felt we had made eye contact. I quickly closed my eyes, but I was curious to see if it was my imagination, so I opened them back up. He was still there. I woke up my mom and said, 'Mama, the living room.' She looked down the hall, ran to shut the door, and then we switched sides on the bed. My mother always told me one time when she was rocking me to sleep when I was a baby, someone or something that looked exactly like the thing in the living room walked beside her while she was sitting on the couch holding me. And all it did was stand there, hovering over her. My mom said she just sat there, frozen in absolute fear, until the thing walked away. She was able to see it in the exact same fucking mirror." Gives me the fucking chills. "That's why I can never sleep with my bedroom door open when I gaze into the hall at night. I am always afraid of what's staring back." That was the first one I read, and I was like, So, of course, I was like, holy shit, goosebumps, you know, and I had never heard of the whole mirror thing and the generational thing, because that's not what I experienced personally. So of course I asked, you know, has anyone else in your family or house experienced the same thing? And they replied and said, "Yes, me and my sister used to see a very, very tall figure walk up and down the hallways. We called him the Grim Reaper as kids because he was extremely tall, hooded, and carried a stick that looked like it had a blade at the end and pointed it upwards. Every night in, okay, I'm going to butcher this. It's A-Z-L-E, Azle, Texas, Azle, Texas, Azle, Texas, Azle. He would just walk up and down the halls, only to stop at me and my sister's doorways. He would acknowledge us. The thing is, he never entered our rooms, just the hallway. He also never went into the living room. I just asked in another subreddit what they thought since the Hat Man reminded me of him, and people called him a watcher, apparently harmless, who is either there for good or bad reasons. But the thing slash entity never scared me as a child. I felt safe when he was walking the halls. I felt like he was guarding us. Mainly the fact that he respected us by not scaring us and entering our rooms. My sister thought he was a good spirit whose only duty and motive was to keep her and I safe at night. But when I think back, I always found it disturbing that I could hear his footsteps at night. Slow and methodic. Big thumps and clacks on the hardwood floor as if he was wearing boots. Oh, they added a side note. My dad has never seen it, because he was always working, but my mom, sister, and my brother can testify to seeing it. My brother, not as much, as he usually wasn't home to witness things like my mom and my sister and me did. And I found it really interesting that they kind of had a, I wouldn't say positive experience, but like more of a that guardian feeling. So I'm going to then read you. There's another story someone posted that has a similar guardian vibe, and these are the only ones that were on the guardian side. So this is from Good Witch Girl. No punctuations, numbers, anything funky, just Good Witch Girl. And she said, I had a hat man assigned to me from age 3 to 25. He had a rounded bowler hat in a suit and carried a briefcase. Turned out to be a protective spirit. He wasn't, quote, good. He was more of a neutral energy. It's actually a really strange and long story, but the short version is I didn't feel his presence or have any contact with him for a while. During that time, around age 25, I begun to have weeded out some toxic people in my life, and including family. I had another spirit latched onto me that was a spy and would watch me and exploit weaknesses in my life. When I got rid of the family members in my life causing problems, the Hat Man ate that spy spirit. Let me repeat that. The Hat Man ate the spy spirit. When I say that, I mean I was meeting up with a friend who is a medium for coffee about once a month. She said the spy spirit just flat out did not exist anymore. She could not sense his energy anywhere. Hat Man just sent his ass to the void, apparently, and then left. I guess his work in my life was done. I've read he is assigned to children dealing with divorce and dysfunctional families. Maybe once I took matters into my own hands and started healing myself from family problems, his job was done. Spirits are wild, man. And actually, the first story I read, they commented on that Reddit post and was like, yeah, I second this. You know, I was having issues at home as well. And I can personally agree with that, too. When I saw him, things weren't too bad yet. But, when you're really little, you don't really always know if things are bad with your parents. So, you know, just to throw that in. But I was like, yeah, you know, saying it's kind of interesting that some people have really different experiences. And they said that he definitely scared them as a child, but theirs was not malevolent. He did intimidate them because of how tall and broad he was, but getting past that and then the feeling of being watched, he never actually hurt me. And they say, I have heard the complete flip side too, where a hat man has been evil and brought about misfortune. But my experience makes me wonder if during those times he was there to supervise and stand guard rather than bring harm. Maybe he knows about negative things and shows up as a backup, but gets misunderstood because of his ominous appearance and vibe. That's something no one ever talks about because they just see the Hat Man. Kind of interesting. Definitely a lot more stories to go against that. And we'll get into those now. So I'll read a couple of the short ones, and then there's a really long one I'm saving for the end that is the worst experience. I'm not talking about my own. I'll tell you guys mine after that. It's nothing compared to the one I'm talking about. I'll save the really bad one for the end, but it's definitely the most destructive story I have ever heard about the Hat Man. And this person, so this is I'm Dead 7890, and it's just I-M-D-E-A-D 7890. And they said in all caps, wait, what? Other people have seen him? And they said, when I was younger, I would see this figure pass by and would even get up and check to see if someone had entered the bathroom. They said my parents' room was right in front of the hallway that led into the bathroom. I would see him a couple of times and would tell my mom about it. I was really young, like maybe 4, and it was almost always at night. Those nights, my toys would turn on by themselves. My mom later told me that she put a crucifix and the toys stopped turning on by themselves, and I have never seen this figure ever since then. It was a tall figure with a kind of detective's hat, but it was always a shadow. Definitely a brave-ass 4-year-old. And that's not the first person to believe that, you know, especially if we're going off of this thing being demonic. Again, a completely different theory as far as, like, the protectiveness goes. But, you know, let's just theorize here for a second. You know, if they are demonic and, you know, they can kind of be deterred by religious means, you know, again, it definitely makes you wonder. So another person said, called Shark Based Cryptid, which I thought was kind of cute. So Shark_Based_Cryptid said, my friend sees shadow people a lot, but I always assumed he was imagining things until he told me and another friend about it. We had to explain what shadow people were to him. He thought we were pulling his leg, but he gave more information when we pushed, including telling us that he'd seen one in a hat, which had acted differently from the others. The one in the hat just stood there and watched him, but the others were more active, moving around and looking over his bed. Not going to lie, nearly had a heart attack when he said he saw one in a hat, which he described as a trilby-shaped. Is that a type of hat? I guess it's a type of hat. The one with the hat hung around for about a year before it stopped appearing. I'd seen shadow people myself, with thankfully dwindling frequency as I've grown older, but I've never seen the Hat Man, and I'm so glad I have it. Yeah, I'm also happy you have it. Someone also named Vitki Lokison, V-I-T-K-I-L-O-K-I-S-O-N, said, yeah, I remember him. He was a regular visitor when I was a child. He was always looking for teeth, and his presence muted my screams. It was like I had no voice anymore. And I asked about sleep paralysis because, you know, that's, you know, the common thing with sleep paralysis is you can't move, you can't talk. And I asked if they had just ever had sleep paralysis because like my experience did not happen while I was experiencing sleep paralysis. So I was just curious. And then I was like, and looking for teeth? Wait, what the fuck? And they said they did have sleep paralysis as a child, and they also are an occultist and have been prone to substance abuse. And they said that the Hat Man appears in their dreams. And they said that the Hat Man appears in their dreams. And they always lost their teeth in the dreams. And they stole, and the Hat Man stole them from him. So when he appeared in waking states, he was always walking through the house like he was frantically looking for something. I was always sure it was teeth, like in my dreams. And apparently they write short stories. And they've turned it into a more benevolent figure in their stories. And I actually, this thread is fairly new. A couple hours ago, I asked if they think the teeth symbolize anything, and they have not gotten back to me yet, but I was definitely interested in that because the whole teeth thing was definitely new for me. All right, this is from High Priestess Sticks. So High Priestess Sticks and Sticks like the band. So they said, my mom gets sleep paralysis and she sees the Hat Man every time. She says that she can always see him in one of the corners of her room and he always walks towards her. I have done a lot of research on sleep paralysis and I discovered that the Hat Man is not as commonly seen as other hallucinations, such as the old hag and the demon sitting on your chest and shadow people in general. And we talked a little bit about sleep paralysis and we both agreed that sleeping on your back, they said they did some research, sleeping on your back apparently brings on sleep paralysis more. I would definitely tend to agree. I actually taught myself to not sleep on my back because it got to a point where I would get it every single night. So, all right, this is second to last one before the big one. So this is galaxy sauces, just straight up galaxy sauces, no numbers or punctuation. And they said, I wouldn't say I've met him, but I've seen him. I was struggling with depression and fighting with my family at the same time, still do. And my mom took me to Barnes & Noble to cheer me up. I was talking to my mom about something that I now can't remember, but mid-sentence, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. It was a very tall man, the color of the blackest black, and he was wearing a sort of fedora and trench coat, and he was walking up my yard the way tall people take big steps. The strangest part about it was he sort of appeared out of nowhere and was turning to walk up my yard, but in a blink as I snapped my head to turn to take a look at him, he was gone. My mother obviously weirded out that I'd stopped mid-sentence, asked what's wrong. And knowing that she doesn't really believe in anything paranormal, I furrowed my brow and said nothing and continued the conversation as she pulled further up the driveway into the garage. Wow. At first, that was the first time I read that one. It popped up just like 30 minutes ago. And so that was the first time I read that one. And at first, I thought they were going to say that the Hat Man appeared in Barnes & Noble. And I was going to say, wow, that's, you know, I haven't heard of them really being in public, but, you know, false alarm. All right, this is the big one, guys. Now, I actually ended up apologizing to this person, and they never got back to me. I ended up apologizing that they saw this post, because it kind of seemed like it brought some stuff up for them, so I hope they are doing okay. The username is Cody the Fox, Cody with a C, the Fox, 96. They said, yes, I've met the Hat Man. Not a good time. When I saw the title, every hair on my body stood up and my blood went cold. I hadn't thought about the Hat Man in years and repressed the memory. It started with me having sleep paralysis, which has never been unusual for me. Had it my whole life. What was odd, though, was that some of the things I had hallucinated during my sleep paralysis remained changed after I was able to move and wasn't stuck in that state. Normally, I'd brush this off as having hallucinated it wrong initially, and the change was actually my brain shifting things back into reality. But when it was my light turning on, which I knew I'd turn off, and then remaining on, or my television turning onto static and the volume rising to the max, causing my parents, who I lived with at the time, to barge into my room when I didn't respond to their calls to turn it down or off, it really began to bother me. It continued like this for weeks. And then I started hearing footsteps marching up and down the hallway outside my bedroom. Now, my bedroom was kind of B-shaped, like the letter B, like a lowercase b, is what they typed. And the stairs practically came up to my door. There was a little narrow bit and then a wider space where my bed was. And it was the only place that it would fit. The hallway led along the inside corner of the B-shape, down the very short hallway past the upstairs bathroom, and ended at my parents' bedroom door. To the right at the stairs was the attic, same level as the second story, just unfinished and not a livable room. I'd brush it off as paranoia, sleep deprivation, or whatever could cause stuff like that, except my parents complained about me marching in the hall all night and pausing and breathing heavily at their closed door when they'd ask me to stop. I told them it wasn't me, that I heard the marching too. We all started seeing shadow people out of the corners of our eyes. Stuff would go missing and reappear in odd places, be moved, all kinds of strange things. I'm talking the cordless landline in the oven, plates out of the cupboards and stacked on the counters precariously. Then the sleep paralysis started involving the shadow people. Except my parents started having it happen too, and we'd all have the same exact shared experience. Then it all stopped for about a week. And we thought it was over. Not long after I finally started to relax and think it was over, the sleep paralysis hit again. This time it just hit me. I woke, frozen, unable to close my eyes. I could move them to look around my room. In the part of the B shape of my room that my bed was in, the shadow people had surrounded me. Everything was red, like there was a floodlight casting blood red everywhere. The shadow people parted at the walkway of my room and the Hat Man walked in. He was much, much taller than the rest of them. Blacker than black, it seems as if light just stopped and where he was a void. except where his eyes should have been. They were glowing red and staring at me. I felt everything go cold. My vision faded to gray except for him. My eyes were locked with his and I couldn't move them. I felt intense and searing hatred coming from him, and I felt like he wanted nothing but to make me suffer. I felt like I was dying, completely out of nowhere, with this horrible sense of doom, foreboding, hopelessness, despair, all the absolute and most aching and deeply painful emotions, all at once in the highest intensity I'd ever felt in my life, before or since. My body was screaming out that something was wrong, and I felt a sickening sort of gurgling run through my veins. It felt like that horrible rumbling you'd get in your stomach when you've got food poisoning, with the same burning feeling accompanying me in my fucking blood. I felt my eyes roll back, the world went black for what felt like a second, and then I snapped awake 7 hours later in the living room, on the floor, with my parents, both out of the house for not knowing what the fuck had happened. I screamed. My house just felt wrong. Everything looked the same, but it felt like the house was trying to consume me. I ran from the house in my pajamas and bare feet, not grabbing my cell phone. Comic relief here. At the time, I had an LG NV2, for those of you old enough to remember those, and it was plugged in my bedroom. Yes, I am old enough to remember that. So I ran from the house in my pajamas and bare feet, not even grabbing my cell phone, and ran to my neighbor's house. They were sitting in their backyard. Luckily, they're very spiritual and have had their own weird shit happen. The wife, who we'll call R, saw me and got up to meet me, seeing something was clearly wrong. I asked for her phone to call my parents. I called my mother, who rushed home from grocery shopping. In the meantime, I had to sit with my neighbor. I relayed to her what had been going on, and when I got to what happened that day, she stopped me and said she didn't want to hear anymore. She was getting a really sickening feeling, like we were all being watched, the more I talked about it. We waited for my mother to get home, and when we went inside, she just stopped and said, "Something is wrong." I should mention that we had two cats at the time. They loved my mother, would always run and greet her when she came in the door, without fail, rain or shine, even if there was thunder or fireworks, and they weren't anywhere in sight. The basement stairs light, which is directly across from the front door where the basement entrance is, flicked on, then off, then we heard footsteps coming up the stairs. Thing is, the light switch is at the top of the stairs. Nobody was there to have flicked it, and now there was someone walking up the stairs right towards us. My mother pushed me back and closed the door. We had a breezeway with a door that had a window leading into the kitchen. We still heard the footsteps coming, then the sound of boots on the tile leading to us, and there was nobody there. And then directly in front of the glass, Hatman was glaring directly into my mother's face, and we both absolutely panicked and ran out of the house. I don't remember what happened in between because I was stuck in a frenzy, but basically, my mother called a pastor to come and bless the house immediately, since we didn't know what else to do. I'm not a religious man, but I cowered behind that priest and begged him whatever higher power might be out there to get rid of this thing, along with my parents. It took a while, but he went and blessed every single part of the house, inside and out, and then took us to the centermost part of the house, right at the base of the stairs. He said a prayer, and from up the stairs, we all heard a scream that faded away. It stopped after that, all of it. I'd still get sleep paralysis, and due to this day, a decade later, but it's never anything like what happened then. After all this went down, I started doing heavy research on the topic and found that Hatman was something other people had dealt with. I was spurred to do this by the fact that my neighbor had given it a name and seemed to get uncomfortable talking about it, like she knew exactly what I was talking about. I don't remember much of what I researched now, and honestly, I blocked out that memory for so long, I would almost feel unsure that it even happened, if it wasn't for the fact that I remember talking with my family about it years after the fact when I moved out of state. My mother called me and said that she had sleep paralysis and was terrified it was happening again, and that we spoke about it a bit before dropping it when it made us both really uncomfortable. I've experienced other paranormal stuff in my life, but nothing was ever as dramatic or horrible as dealing with whatever Hatman is. I hope I never have to deal with it again. Shit, dude. Whew. That was really... Honestly, when I read that, I just like started to tear up. You could just... The emotion, like you can just hear how terrifying that must have been, really, truly. I thanked them for their story, but I felt almost this sense of guilt for you bringing that a suppressed memory back up, you know? So, now for my personal story, nothing compared to that one. It'll feel like fucking comic relief. I was probably like 5 years old, I don't know, maybe five, maybe a little bit older. And it was me, my sister, and one of her best friends sleeping all in one bedroom, and I was sleeping on the floor in a sleeping bag next to my sister. I woke probably like 3 to 4 in the morning, and I really needed to go to the bathroom. Oh, side note, we had completed a puzzle earlier that night, and it was a glow-in-the-dark, like, underwater puzzle. Like, there were fish and a lot of, like, the glow-in-the-dark pieces, like, outlined fish, you know what I mean, once you put them together. So I woke up really needing to go to the bathroom. And you know when you're like awake and you know that you're like, oh fuck, I need to go pee. And you put it off and you put it off and you put it off. It was one of those. So I was definitely awake. It wasn't like I had just woken up. And I was also able to move. So I know it wasn't sleep paralysis. I rolled over and I saw this figure, tall, darker than dark, like blacker than black, like they're saying, like a void, with a hat, holding this glow-in-the-dark fish puzzle. I fucking shit you not. I just hunkered back down and covered my eyes and waited until I heard my dad to get up and like to go to work. And then I got myself up and felt safe to pee. But yeah, that was my experience with the Hat Man. I honestly can't remember feeling anything super menacing. I mean, I was obviously scared. And other than the fish puzzle, I mean, I'm guessing he sat and watched for a little while, but yeah, definitely nothing compared to I didn't get attacked. That was my only experience. No one in my family has ever, that I know of, has an experience. And if you've listened to my first episode, you do know that my house is haunted, or the house I grew up in, rather, which is where that happened. So of course, you know, say, you know, what you want about that. I've had other experiences with shadow people, but that was my only Hat Man experience. So I hope you guys found this entertaining. Sorry for those really historical people, we're not doing another virtual tour this week, but I hope you enjoyed. I actually meant for this to be like a little bit of a lighter topic, like, oh, let's share some stories, blah, blah. Definitely ended up with more than I bargained for, and I do sincerely thank everybody on Reddit that contributed to today's episode. They know I'm shouting them out, so hopefully they hear this. And again, email me at aritvpodcast@gmail.com. My Instagram is the same. And until next time, you guys, stay safe out there.